Oh my gosh, I'm adopting a puppy right now. But I realize what's at home. Oh no, I have nothing. Well, except unconditional love. But yeah, no crate, no pee-pee pads, no dental chews for his little puppy teeth. Before I doubt myself as a new parent, I just get Instacart to deliver everything from PetSmart. Easy, just like raising a puppy is going to be, right? Get Pet Essentials from PetSmart with Instacart. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
WOKV News Time 727. He is a Navy veteran who grew up in public housing. His first business was a donut shop. He went on to eventually serve as Florida's governor from 2011 and 2019. We are so honored to have Senator Rick Scott joining us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
We are all doing great. Thanks so much for joining us. So I've said this a couple of times in the past few weeks as we've interviewed people, but this is such an interesting time to be a citizen of the world. I hope that history looks upon us kindly.
Yeah, I think interesting might be, you could say, scary, concerning. This is a tough time for the world. I think people are, the public around the world is fed up. They're fed up with their government. I don't care what form of government. They just don't think it's working. And when you look around with inflation and the wars and the conflict, you can see why people feel that way.
Such a stressful time for so many.
Yeah.
So as a ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, you spoke this week in defense of the 2025 National Defense Authorization Act, or the NDAA. For those who don't know, give us kind of a rundown of why the NDAA is so important and why you're so passionate about this.
Well, the policy of our military is done through a bill that we pass once a year. It's almost the only must-pass bill we have up here since we're not passing budgets. It's the National Defense Authorization Act. And it comes out of the Armed Services Committee, and the committee actually works. We have robust amendments. It's bipartisan. You have to get people on the other side of the aisle to agree with you. So, and we've got 21 military bases. We've got 3 unified commands. I think we have about 64,000 full-time service members in our state, about 28,000 in reserve, and we've got 1.5 million veterans. So it's pretty significant to our state and to our national defense. So what's frustrating to me is we passed it out of the committee about a month ago, and Chuck Schumer won't bring it to the floor. And here's some of the things we got done. A 4.5% pay raise for service members. We got child care center money for some of our facilities in Florida. Homestead Air Force Base, which is our southernmost base in Florida, which will project power when we have problems in Latin America. We've preserved that when you look at what's happening with Russia being in Cuba and China being in Cuba. So we also got a lot of things in there that we're combating communist China. We're not going to buy any more of their generic drugs for our military. We're not going to buy their computers. We're also not going to buy Chinese garlic, which is made in sewer water and sold to Americans.
Chinese
so we've got
garlic.
A lot of things that are making us stronger, but it's not getting done because Chuck Schumer won't bring it to the floor.
Okay, so, and you mentioned Chuck Schumer. He's introducing a bill to make certain that presidents don't have criminal immunity. It's the No Kings Act. It's already been signed by 24 Democratic lawmakers. What is your response to that?
I haven't seen the bill, but we've got to be very careful that we don't end up just setting up all of our presidents to be prosecuted. So I'll look at the bill when they get it to me. But we've got to make sure that our presidents are able to do their job without worrying every day whether they're going to be prosecuted.
And one of the things that you have done is sign a bill with Senator Marco Rubio to introduce a bill protecting strategic maritime ports from China. Give us a little bit of a rundown on that.
Well, first off, we all need to really stop and say to ourselves, communist China, the government of China, not the people, the government of China has decided to be our enemy. They want to destroy our way of life. And here's how they're doing it. They're sending fentanyl all across our border. 70,000+ people are dying a year of that. That's killing American citizens. They are stealing our technology. They're stealing our jobs. Okay? They've got a spy station down in Cuba. So look, we all need to wake up and say, let's stop buying their stuff. If every American is waking up and saying, look, if it's made in China, I'm not buying it. Because they want to destroy my way of life, right? So what we're doing here, I'm doing it with Senator Rubio, we're saying, how do we prepare ourselves if we end up with war with China? One, we make our ports safe. We don't buy Chinese generic drugs. We don't buy Chinese food. It's not good for us. You know, we don't buy Chinese computers. We don't buy Chinese drones that want to surveil us. Senator Rubio and I have a variety of ways that we're trying to prepare the American public for the, hopefully never happens, but if we go to war with China and we're buying everything from them, it's going to be a pretty tough time. So we've got to make ourselves resilient and safe from the government of communist China.
And how are we poised to face the government of communist China? You're a veteran.
We're way too dependent. I mean, we were buying Chinese cranes at our ports, and all these things are hooked up to the internet, with Chinese drones so they can surveil us. So many things that we're, as Americans, we put ourselves in a very tough situation, and then we've allowed their industries to grow, our industries to get smaller. So if we need steel, if we need drugs, if we need food, if we need, what you name the things that we might need in war, where's it made? Our enemy, and they're going to help us? We watched what they were like when during COVID, which they, you know, they covered up, right? So we know there are problems. So, but it really, we can do a whole bunch of things in government, but reality is, American citizens have to wake up. They're the ones that are buying things. And so you have to just say to yourself, look at where everything is made. If it's made in China, you just have to say, I'm not going to buy that anymore. Don't buy anything made in communist China. We don't buy things made in Iran because we know they want to destroy us. They chant death to America. We don't buy things made in Russia because we know they're at war with our ally, Ukraine. And so let's remember, there's people who want to destroy us. They want to destroy our way of life. They want to destroy our families, and they're doing it every day. Every day they send fentanyl. China sends the fentanyl across the border to kill our families. They're killing our families right now.
Senator Scott, you have been vocal, since we're in the international arena, in your support of Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado and Edmundo Gonzalez as the legitimate president-elect of Venezuela. Just as a recap to our listeners, Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro claimed victory in the last election. Why should Floridians, everyday Floridians, care about the situation in Venezuela?
Well, number one, if we don't have democracies around the world, if you just think about, if you want to be safe, okay, democracies are safer than socialism, communism, dictatorships. Step one. Step two, our national security is safer when there's democracies around the world. Then the next thing is, we should care about every citizen in the world, and we should hope that they have the same opportunity for freedom that we are guaranteed under our Constitution. So here's what's so frustrating. Under Trump, he held Maduro accountable. We put sanctions on. We said, Maduro, you're doing all these bad things. I mean, he's killing the kids. They're starving kids to death. They don't give them medicine. If you don't agree with everything Maduro's doing, then he is going to destroy you. He puts opposition leaders in prison and tortures them. So but then Biden said, oh no, he released the sanctions. But he said, Maduro told me he's going to do an open election. We had the election. It was not, the Carter Center monitored it. They said, no, it wasn't open and free and fair, right? And so, but even with that, we got the tally sheets. Maria Corina Machado's party, Edmundo Gonzalez, the candidate, won. They won. So what we have to do, starting with Biden Harris, they've got to be vocal that this Maduro's got to leave power, and they've got to get every democracy in the world to be vocal that this guy is trying to steal election. He's now put out, he's already killing people that at the polling booths. He's killing them so there'll be no evidence. He's recreating ballots. All right. Maduro has got arrest warrants out for Maria Corina Machado and all the opposition leaders, and he will kill them. He's killing people right now. So if you want safety in this country, you want safety around the world, We have got to support people like the Venezuelan people who are fighting right now for their freedom, just like we enjoy. We should hope do everything we can to help other people enjoy freedom.
And Senator Scott, are we worried? Are you worried about potential immigration to Florida because of the election crisis in Venezuela?
Absolutely. There's millions of people have already flocked out of Venezuela as a result of Maduro and Chavez. Millions. They're all over. They're here. And what's happened in the last 2 years is Maduro's emptied his prisons in Caracas, so he sent all the criminals to the southern border of the United States, so they've come in here. Now, there's wonderful people in our state that have come here legally from Venezuela, and I know a lot of Venezuelan families. I have Venezuelans work in my office. But I don't want their criminals coming here. And so if we want safety for Americans, if we want safety in our national security, we have got to do everything we can to fight for their liberty. The way you fight against these dictators and socialists is you tell the world how bad they are and you put them in set them on an island so nobody ever wants to work with them.
And Senator Scott, we're just a few weeks out from the attempted assassination on former President Donald Trump. You were a part of those hearings. What are some of the takeaways from the hearings for you?
My takeaway is really simple. It's been 19 days. Homeland Security, Secret Service, FBI will not do a press conference and answer questions of the American public. I'm still getting asked, is there a second shooter? We should know that. They should be putting out all the information they have. They will not do it for whatever godforsaken reason. Right? Remember I had the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando? Every day, we did two or three live press conferences, local, state, federal law enforcement. After the Parkland school shooting, every day, we had at least two, sometimes three times briefings. Whatever we knew, we told you so you knew. The assassination of a president is not a normal event. Somebody did something wrong. So here's what the American public want. What happened? Who's been held accountable? Is this going to happen again? They are not making us comfortable that they won. We'll hold anybody accountable, not make us comfortable. They'll tell us exactly what happened, which when somebody won't tell you something, what's your first reaction? Oh, gosh, they must be covering something up. And that's exactly what the American public thinks. What are they covering up? Why won't they hold anybody accountable? Well, you want the same person that was responsible for that rally in Butler to be responsible for Vice President Harris's rally? I don't. Now, Secret Service has great people working there. FBI, great people. Homeland Security, great people. The leadership is causing us to question their motives.
Senator Rick Scott, we thank you so much, not only for your service, but for your time this morning. We look forward to talking with you again soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Stay well.
Oh, my gosh. I'm adopting a puppy right now, but I realize what's at home. Oh, no, I have nothing. Well, except unconditional love. But yeah, no crate, no pee-pee pads, no dental chews for his little puppy teeth. Before I doubt myself as a new parent, I just get Instacart to deliver everything from PetSmart. Easy, just like raising a puppy is going to be, right? Get Pet Essentials from PetSmart with Instacart. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.